Welcome, everyone, to Military to Tech, the podcast that helps prepare military members and veterans for technology careers. I'm your host, George Q, and welcome to episode one. This is something I've been working on for a while. It's something that I'm passionate about. It's something that, when I look back at my military career, is necessary to help folks, you know, make that transition from the military to technology. I can recall, you know, sitting there with my master sergeant as I was about a couple of months out from getting out of the Marine Corps. And my master sergeant was a fantastic senior staff NCO. I mean, he had that master sergeant wisdom, you know, for anything, any question that I ever had, he had an answer for it. And he sat there and I was like, what do I do? I'm ready to get out. What do I do? You know, how do I get ready? You know, how do I prepare? And he's like, I don't know. You know, for the first time, he had no answer. And that scared me, you know, and it's understandable. It's completely understandable. He's never been out. Many of you that are currently in the military, the folks that you look to for guidance, they haven't gotten out yet. You know, they're your senior folks. They have not stepped out. They have not taken off those boots yet. For you veterans, a lot of you folks, you got to the other side, you've left, you understand what's on the other side, but many of you may want to look at technology or a technology career and want to make that jump. You know, how do you do that? Who do you reach out to? Who do you talk to? And that's what this podcast is all about. Connecting military members and veterans to technology careers. You know, I've made a living off of technology for most of my adult life. It has been fantastic. And I don't know if it's the discipline, I don't know if it's the structure or the can-do attitude that military members have or that's instilled in military members. But when I see individuals that were prior military and now in a technology career field, they're just doing outstanding things. You know, they're leading the charge. You know, they are going out there and doing incredible things, you know, successful careers. And I want to provide that information. You know, I want to make it freely available. I want to help folks, you know, move from, like I said, if you're in the military and you have never worked in a technology career field, I want to give you an opportunity to get on a pathway to technology. If you're in the military and you are in a technology career, then I want to show you how to prepare to get out and take on some of these jobs or improve or change what you're already doing and change to something else. I want to give you that knowledge. I want to give you that instruction, that SOP for taking those steps. And if you're a veteran, you know, there's always, you know, technology is a fantastic career field to jump into, you know, salary wise, future growth, all that. So this is going to benefit everyone and anyone who listens. Before we get started, let me tell you a little bit about myself. So I already said I was in the Marine Corps. So I spent 8 years in the Marine Corps. I was a 2651. For those that are not familiar with Marine MOSs, it was Special Intelligence Communications Operator. Signals Intel for all you other folks. Basically a radio man, telecommunications type stuff. So not specifically IT, but in that world, in that networking world. Like I said, I was in for 8 years. I got out. I entered the workforce and worked in the IT industry for 25 years now. That's a harsh number to say. Ouch. But I've worked in the IT industry in multiple capacities, different genres of the different technology careers, in which we're going to talk about a little bit later. I've worked for several Fortune 100 and 500 companies. I was a federal employee. Now I am a cloud solutions architect for Microsoft. And I just want to set the record straight right now. This is not, this podcast is company agnostic. I'm not gearing this to one specific company, one specific technology. This is for everything. This is going to prepare you and get you on the road to a career path in pretty much any technology company using any technology. I want to give you the tools that you need to go out there and learn what you need to learn to move forward and get on that path. All right. So let's talk a little bit about the goals that I have for this podcast. Okay. The first one, this one's really important. I want to help you all take actionable, now remember that word actionable, actionable steps towards a career in technology. Now, all of us, you know, we've all been in the military. We can all remember that 80% of a mission is preparation, 20% is execution. There's going to be work. This podcast is going to put you on the right path to a technology career, but you're going to still have to put in the work. You know, you're going to have to take actionable steps to move in the direction that you want to go. All right. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. The second one, I want to give you all insight into technology career fields, either through my personal experiences, the 25 years I've been in, I've gotten to do some fantastic things, work with some fantastic people in different technologies. And I want to share that with you all. And also, I'm going to bring on some really great folks that I'm going to interview are either prior military and are currently in the IT field, or folks that hire military veterans and military members, you know, and I want to have them give you their experiences and their background information and some of the things, keys to their success. So it's going to be a multifaceted podcast. Next, I want to talk about, for you folks that aren't in tech right now, I want to give you a starting point, you know, where to start to gain your technical skills. And if you're already in tech, then I'm going to show you how to go to improve them. Or if you're in the military and you're ready to get out, you know, get you prepared to take that step, that next step forward. Last but not least, I want to cover the soft skills, you know, things like technical resume writing, IT job interviewing. Now, writing a resume is a little different if you're becoming a professor at a college than it is to become an IT professional. So the formats are a little different. The key words that you're going to use are going to be a little different. Yeah, the way you write it's going to be a little different. So that's important. Job interviewing, same thing. You know, there are basic standard steps for any job interview preparation, but when you're preparing for an IT position, there's a couple of other things that you need to know about, a couple of other things that would benefit you and you know, help prepare you even more for those job interviews. Networking, you know, getting out there, talking to folks, connecting with other individuals, either prior military that are, you know, in technical career fields or not prior, just folks in technology. That's extremely important. And then storytelling. I take every opportunity that I can to talk to people about storytelling, because storytelling makes a big difference. Being able to translate your military experience to the corporate world is so critical in landing that job. So those are the things that I'm going to cover, you know, and your soft skills are what's going to round out those technical skills. That's going to make you a more well-rounded individual and give you a better opportunity to step into a position. And that's any position, just not just technical. All right. So let's get started. Let's start digging into the meat of this. So in the military, you know, before any mission, the first thing we'd ever do is scout the terrain. You know, you need to know the terrain that you're walking into, that you're going to be exercising into, that you're going to be operating into. Whatever you're going to do, you need to understand that terrain. Same thing for this. You need to know what's out there before you start taking your first steps out there. And folks, this is like boot camp. Remember in boot camp, you did everything by the numbers, you know, hold up one pair of socks, you know, step two, do this, step three, do this. That's what this podcast is going to be all about. It's going to be like, hey, step one, step two, step three, and it's going to move you in the direction that you need to move in. So step one is, you know, what's out there, you know, what's available. So Indeed.com published an article, which has been updated. I think the last update was in September of this year, that covers all the major IT career fields and all the subcategories below those major IT career fields. So there's 132 of them in total. Now, a link to this article is going to be on our militarytotech.com website, militarytotech.com. Go to episode one. You're going to find there's going to be some notes. And if there's a, whenever we have an episode where I give you a link or a document or something like that, that we're going to work on, or that I want you to work on, or that I want you to review, I'm going to leave the link in that episode's page. So again, go to militarytotech.com, go to episodes, episode one, and I'm going to have a link to that Indeed article there. Fantastic article. The one thing that I want everybody to keep in mind in the technology IT world, titles and categories change sometimes pretty quickly. Sometimes it takes a while, but the names and different job titles change frequently, as much as the technology does. So just keep that in mind when you're looking at this article. What may be information security today will most likely be cybersecurity tomorrow. You know, just keep that in mind as you're doing this. And when I say doing this, I'm kind of like, this is a foot stomp. There's going to be homework. Like I said, these are actionable steps. So you got to do the work. You got to do that 80% preparation. I'll talk about the homework a little bit later, but there's going to be homework. All right. So back to this article. It breaks down, there's 10 major categories. And I actually like the way they broke this down. People, if you go to different websites that have lists, they may break them down slightly different, but I kind of agree with this one. So let's talk about some of the major categories here. We're going to go over the major categories. I'm not going to go over the subcategories, because that's going to be like, again, foot stomp, boop, boop, homework. So the first one, computer support specialist. So these are your first line folks. These are the folks that have direct contact with your users, your customers. So when they have problems and things like that, these are usually those folks. These are your help desk folks. These are your computer hardware folks, things like that. That's what's going to fall under that category. Next is going to be information technology analysts. So IT analyst, it used to be called systems analyst, used to be called data analyst. You know, I'll accept IT analyst. I'll accept that. But basically, these are your solution implementers. These are the folks that take these technologies, bring them into a company, bring them into an organization, slap them in, and get them working. So they're designers, they're architects, infrastructure types, and they get in there and they get it working and they get it up and running and move on. Next is web development. So that's pretty self-explanatory. Web pages, HTML, user experience, things like that, all web-based. Anything to do with web content and web infrastructure, is going to be under web development. All right. Now, the next one, I like that they broke this out, because you usually don't see this on like IT career lists, but it's an important category, you know, especially folks that are like, you know what? You know, I like technology. I know technology. I understand technology. But like deploying technology is not my thing. You know, writing code is not my thing, but I'm really good at sales. So number four is technology sales consultants. You know, these are the folks that sell all this software that's been developed, all these systems that need to be get architected. And these are the folks that go out there and sell it. So they understand the technology, but they are really good at, you know, telling that technology story, getting it in the hands of customers. So I'm glad they broke this out. You know, I usually don't see it, but I'm glad they broke this one out. All right. Number five, information security. This is a big one. So under information security, this is your system and cybersecurity. Cybersecurity kind of falls under, in this particular article, cybersecurity falls under information security, which makes sense. But this is the protection of your infrastructure. This is the protection of your data. This is the protection of your critical identity information. This is an extremely important category. This is an extremely important field. If you were to do a search right now for open positions, right? By the way, if you do a search for open IT positions right now on LinkedIn, you're going to get 2 million hits. So that's 2 million open positions currently. And right now, we're looking at November 2022. You know, people are talking recession, people are talking slowdowns, but even with all that, there are 2 million open positions on LinkedIn right now. 2 million is pretty significant. And a good portion of that are cybersecurity professionals. The next one is database administration. So remember, we were talking about all these companies, they have all this data now. They collect all this data on people, you know, Amazon, you know, every time they, you know, you buy something, your order information, that they learn about you. So this data has to be stored somewhere, and it has to be organized. It has to be stored properly. It has to be controlled. It has to be backed up. So that's where database administration comes in. So maintaining and designing database support infrastructure for data in general. That's what's covered under there. Next is network engineering. So we're talking about all these companies, they have data, they're connected to the internet now. How they connect to each other internally within their company, how they connect to the internet and to other people, that's all network engineering. Connection, telecommunications, 5G, big right now. Something to think about, something to keep in the back of your mind. The next one, software development. So software development, these are your code jockeys. These are the folks that develop AI, another big technology booster in the field, something to keep in mind. So these are the folks that are designing those AI infrastructures. They're your game designers. Every time you throw on one of your consoles, you know, pick whichever one you want, or you're playing a game on PC, you know, game developers, these are all software developers. This all falls under that category. Next one. This is another one I'm really glad that they broke out. Cloud engineer. Amazon's web services, AWS, Microsoft's Azure, Google Cloud. This is the big step in the future of the direction of technology. Definitely something you want to take a look at. And last but not least, and this is an important one, information technology leadership. Okay. So your CIOs, your chief information officers, your CTOs, your chief technology officers, your project managers, your IT managers, things like that. So when you're looking at career fields and technology that you want to move into, when you start evaluating your skill sets, if you're the kind of person that's like, I know I can pick up technology, but you know what? I'm really good at managing people. You know, managing people is a skill set of its own. And if you have a good understanding of technology and you can manage people, this is the category you definitely want to start looking at as a possibility for a career field. You know, things don't move without proper project management, without proper leadership. Good, great list. Really love this list. So here's your first homework assignment. All right. Again, the link is on our website, militarytotech.com. Episode one, click on the link, go to this link. And what I want you to do is take these categories and all the subcategories. So it breaks it down. Like I said, there's 132 of them in total. And what I want you to do is take this, copy it into whatever note-taking software you have. It can be on your phone. It can be OneNotes. It could be Google Docs, whatever it is. Take that, copy them in. And then what I want you to do, start going through the subcategories and the individual careers and find the ones that sound interesting to you or that you know that you've heard of. And I want you to start doing research on them. You know, this is the 80%. This is the 80% preparation for the 20% execution. So go through each of them and get some information like, you know, what are the job requirements? You know, look at different job openings for that specific job title. What are the job requirements? You know, what's the educational background? What kind of certifications do you need? You know, what's the salary range? Really important. You know, I can't stress this enough for folks that are, especially if you're getting out of the military, you know, knowing what the salary range is, knowing how to translate your current salary, which is different. You're taxed completely different when you're in the military than when you get out. You know, there are things that are non-taxable, but just understanding, you know, how much you can make is a big factor. Go through all the ones that you're interested in. I want you to go through, do your homework. I want you to find out, dig in, and get some information about each one of these subcategories, these individual titles. And then I don't want you to stop there. You know, I don't want you to just stop at the things that you think you like. I want you to go a little bit further and start hitting the ones that you've never heard of. And eventually, you know, there's 132. That's a lot. I know that's a lot. And it's going to take some time, but it's going to be worth the investment. You know, the time that you put into this is going to be absolutely worth it. Because you know what's going to happen is you're going to go through that list and you're going to find something that you didn't know about or didn't know existed. And you're going to be like, wow, that sounds awesome. Start with the ones that you're interested in. Start digging into some of the other ones, especially the ones you've never heard of. And start building this list. So that's homework number one. Homework number two. Please tell two friends. Bring them on. So we can expand this out and grow and get as many people as we can moving in the right direction into to a career field that's going to grow. It's going to continue to grow. So I want to thank all of you for just being part of my first episode. And I'm super excited to put out episode number two, which will come out very soon. But go ahead, hit subscribe. Come back and see us again. Do your homework. Read those articles and start digging in and start getting ready for this journey we're going to take you on. It's going to be a fantastic journey. And I'm telling you, if you put in the work, the end goal is going to be worth every bit of effort that you put into this. All right. See you all next time. Take care and see you in episode two. Bye-bye, everybody.